Yadrichayagatam tatra Dadarsha pramadottamam Britya-erdashabhir ayantim Ekaika-shatta-nayakai. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While wandering here and there in that wonderful garden, King Puranjana suddenly came in contact with a very beautiful woman who was walking there without any engagement. She had 10 servants with her, and each servant had hundreds of wives accompanying him. Purport. The body has already been compared to a beautiful garden. During youth, the sex impulse is awakened, and the intelligence according to one's imagination is prone to contact the opposite sex. In youth, a man or woman is in search of the opposite sex by intelligence or imagination, if not directly. The intelligence influences the mind, and the mind controls the 10 senses. 5 of these senses gather knowledge, and 5 work directly. Each sense has many desires to be fulfilled. This is the position of the body and the owner of the body, Puranjana, who is within the body. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langyati Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurundi Natarinam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shumate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinhamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisisa Sunyavari Pastiri Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Fancha Kalpa Trubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Putitanam Pavana Bhiva Vaishnava Bhina Monam Ha. Shall we do some more prayers, then time's up? See what we can do. We are not in charge. I'm not the controller. See what happens again. It's very clear. This verse is about the attraction between male and female. And so that is a nice topic to talk about again. this material world is called Maitunya Agara, which means that we are bound up in this material world by very strong shackles, like a prisoner. And the shackles are representing a sexual attachment. And that is actually what keeps us also in the material world. And boys and girls are very naturally attracted to each other in youth, as Prabhupada says here. So that is the difficulty. And something has to be done about that. So therefore, in great civilizations, real civilization, boys and girls are separated. And Srila Prabhupada says that women are like fire and men are like butter. Butter is very good and fire is also very good, but when you put them too close together, then the butter melts. So the male is actually often called the strong sex, and the women are not so strong. But actually, in the case of sex, it's the other way around. The male is actually very weak. He has to be protected. And sometimes people, they say that in your Krishna consciousness movement you discriminate women and women is treated inferior. But actually we treat women in Vedic culture, and also in our movement, of course, with respect, great respect. Chanakya Pandit says that you have to he gives some moral. He says you have to see every married woman as your mother, other one's wife. You have to see as your own mother. But actually Srila Prabhupada tells us we have to see every woman as a mother. So we can see in civilizations, male and female are not freely intermingled. In the modern society, which is too liberal, this free association is there. Women and men are associating on an equal platform. But this causes havoc in society ultimately. From that, ultimately, unwanted offspring is coming, progeny, like it's called, I got the word, Vanasankar. Okay, so therefore we see in all religions, we see that it used to be in primary school that boys and girls are separated, but nowadays they are mixed. But already in the early age they were getting separate education. In Christian society you can see that. And you see also that the women were dressed very chaste. All the parts of the body were covered. You see that in the old days in the church, women would cover their head with a little hat, or with a big hat sometimes, fancy hat, or with a veil, like that. And so by the Muslims, you can still see it nowadays. Everyone is protesting. Why have these women have to be covered like that? Do they have to hide something? Yes, they have to hide something that could cause some problems. Their beauty, or so-called beauty. I get to that a little later on, about real beauty. And also in Vedic culture you see that when the man walks, the woman walks a few steps behind her and she is covered. Women don't leave the house alone, only in company of some other relatives, and like that, you know. So that is civilization, that is culture. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also says that association of materialistic man or women, that is tremendous for spiritual advancement. So someone who is sincere about spiritual advancement, he is very careful about that. Lord Chaitanya even said that even by looking upon the wooden form of a woman, a doll, a man can become lusty and can fall down from his spiritual path. And so human life is meant for spiritual advancement, atato brahma jigyasa. And self-realization, we can call it also yoga. Yoga, bhakti yoga, we are bhakti yogis. So the first principle of yoga is that you have to be celibate. Sometimes people complain when I give them a tour and they say, why this celibate is there? That's unnatural, because the human body is made like that. It's normal. But what is normal? It's not normal to be here at all in the material world. We are like a fish out of water. We are not this body. We are the spirit soul. We're supposed to live in our real home, back to Godhead in the spiritual world. And we came to this material world. And engaging in sex life, and that causes identification with the material body, with relatives, with the whole entire material world. And we think this is our home, and we should become happy by sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada said that sex life is the highest form of sense gratification. That's the main cause for pleasure in this material world. And so we have a choice, actually. We can choose, we can remain a brahmachari, or we can become a grihastha. And the purpose of becoming a grihastha, a married life, is to bring Krishna conscious children in this world so that the entire world will be inhabited of Krishna conscious people. So that is the service of the grihasthas. But the vanaprasthas and the sannyasis and the brahmacharis, they are not allowed to indulge in sex life. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the sex life, which is according to religious principles, is non different from myself. So that is completely transcendental. It's Krishna. Just like Prasadam is non different from Krishna, the deity is not different from Krishna, and the holy name is non different from Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam is non different from Krishna. So also sex life, for Krishna's pleasure, is non different from Krishna. Can you imagine that? But that is not easy, you know. So therefore the Garbhadan Samskar ritual is performed so that people, devotees, they can conceive special souls, and they are raised very nicely in Krishna in a Krishna conscious environment, and then they become great, wonderful devotees in the future. That's what the world needs. So, but we can see that if people are there are actually the four basic activities in life, that is eating, ahara, sleeping, nidra, defending, bhaya, and mating, which is maitunya. So these are primary basic activities of life, and therefore they are natural in one sense, from the biological point of view, from the physical point of view and psychological point of view. So it is very hard to control these things, you know. So yoga is not an easy thing. A yogi doesn't eat too much, and doesn't eat too little, he doesn't sleep too much, doesn't sleep too little, he's completely celibate, and also he doesn't work too much, and he doesn't over-endeavor, he doesn't, he is not lazy, he recreates also in time, he doesn't become stressed and overworked, he never gets a burnout, like that. So yogis are very balanced people. So because we are also yogis, yoginam api sarvesham, the greatest of yogis, therefore we have to learn these things. Otherwise, if the human being is not elevating himself, if he doesn't become a transcendentalist, then he's considered to be an animal. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. The animals do eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and the human beings do eating, do the same thing. But the animals are very expert. Pigeons can have unlimited sex, and a dog can have sex anywhere, you know, without being embarrassed, right in the middle of, in public, you know. But it is foolish, just like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the she-ass and the he-ass. The he-ass works very hard all day long for the washerman, and then at night he comes at home. Next to the goshala, there is the stable of the ass, and there is the she-ass, and then he wants to mate with her. But then the she-ass kicks him in the face with her hind legs. That's what it means. And in the same way, people are working very hard all day, and at night they come back at home, and the wife is complaining to them. Kick them in the face with some complaints. You didn't earn enough money or whatever. Of course, the devotee ladies are not like that, but normally the karmis are very materialistic. They're never satisfied. So, how much time I have left? I have a lot to say. So Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, punash charvita charvananam, that people are simply, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. People are simply chewing the chewed, that they have these things, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, life after life after life after life, and only until they get frustrated, they can come to Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoga Ishvariya Prasaptanam Taya Prasitta Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Samaduna Vidyati. Those who are too attached to worldly pleasures, and sense gratification, worldly opulence and sense gratification. And because of that, their mind is very disturbed and bewildered. They can never make the resolute decision to become a devotee, to perform devotional service. And it's very difficult. So, therefore, in order to become Krishna conscious, these things have to be controlled. There are also another... We can see what happens if we get involved in illicit sex. One of the consequences is that we have to take a next birth. So for millions and millions of lifetimes, we have to come back and suffer in this world. Birth, old age, disease, death, adhyatmika, bhautika, and daivika kleshas. Suffering caused by the own body and the own mind, suffering caused by other living entities, suffering caused by the nature. You have to come back over and over again. And sex life keeps us actually in this world. And it also increases the bodily concept of life. So we identify very much with the body. We stand in front of a mirror and think, am I attractive enough for the fair sex? Like that. And I am the body, and I have to enjoy the body. So that is okay, and that is Maya, illusion. So it also reduces physical and mental health. So if in a very young age people engage already too much, what to speak of too much, then that causes many diseases, and one of them is to become senile. In the Vedic days, brahmacharis were naishtiki brahmacharis, so like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and he had a very, very bright intelligence. He had a photographic memory and a very great determination. Also that is there. It reduces physical and mental health. So in many ways this is Ayurvedic knowledge. It also creates an entanglement, the dark well of family life, an entanglement, a great entanglement. So also one cannot become Krishna conscious if one is too much attached to that. So therefore, this urge, which is called by Rupa Goswami Udru Pasta Vegam, I think. Udru means the belly and Pasta means the genital. That has to be controlled. And sometimes this urge is compared to an itch when you have some rash or a mosquito bite, then your mind is always distracted by that and you keep scratching and scratching until the blood comes out of your skin like that. So, but that has to be tolerated. So that is an art. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, of course, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport here that the intelligence is influenced by the mind. The intelligence influences the mind, the other way around. The intelligence influences the mind, and the mind controls the 10 senses. So, 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 active senses. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the 3rd chapter, Evam buddhi param buddhva sangstabhyatmanam atmanam jai shatru mahabahu. Kamarupam durasadam. Thus, knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, the mind, and the intelligence, one should control the lower self by the higher self. And thus, by deliberate intelligence, by spiritual strength or Krishna consciousness, one should defeat this insatiable enemy known as lust. So Immediately when this lust comes up, Krishna says also, right from the beginning, that has to be controlled. And that is considered to be buddhi, or real intelligence. But in order to be able to do that, we have to become very determined, because the senses are very strong and impetuous. Another verse from Bhagavad Gita, yatatoya pikantaya purushasva vipaschitaha indriyani pramartini haranti prasabhamanaha. The senses are so strong and impetuous that they forcibly carry away the mind even of a man of discrimination, of an intelligent man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control the senses. So someone who tries to endeavor that, to control his senses, his mind can be carried away because the senses are so strong and impetuous. And there are many examples in the Bhagavatam. We can read about Durvasa Muni, seduced by Menaka. Just by hearing the tinkling of ankle bells, he became so disturbed. Can you imagine what to speak of looking once or looking twice or looking three times? That's very powerful. Of course, she was an apsara. They are very powerful. So Bari Muni was sitting for many, many years in the Yamuna River, meditating, completely controlled all of his senses, his mind, a mystic yoga, Ashtanga yoga. But then two small fishes came in front of his nose and they were mating. And then he became shocked out of his samadhi. And then he had to come out of the water, and he married with so many princesses, and he got entangled in a lot of stuff. Anyway, so there are so many examples. But there is one example of a great Vaishnava, and Maya Devi herself came to him and tried to seduce him. She presented herself as a beautiful young girl, and she played the role of a prostitute. She was sent by the Muslims to make him fall down, and she wasn't successful. And who was this great hero? Haridas Thakur. Yes. So it is impossible. When someone is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, then it's not possible to fall down. And no way. So, but how is that achieved? That high platform of pure Krishna consciousness. We have this disease in the material world, disease of burden, that disease of lust, anger, greed. The mind carries so many enemies with him, lust and greed and envy and madness and intoxication and illusion. These are the six enemies of the mind. And the mind is just like a snake. You have to watch your mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, meet the mind in the morning with a stick and in the evening with a shoe, I guess. Or the other way around, probably, I don't know. Other way around, okay. In the morning with a shoe and in the evening with a stick, is that right? Thank you very much. And sometimes we are able to control the mind and the senses for some time by Krishna's mercy, and then we think, yes, it works. But then, before you know, the mind is attacking again as a snake, and all these enemies are accompanying the mind, and then they can attack you. Lust, anger, greed, madness, etc. Madness, insanity, intoxication. So, therefore it's called a disease, bhavarog, the disease of material existence. But there is one cure, one medicine, and that is called bhavau sadha. Bhavau sadha means Krishna katha. So that's it. The process of sadhana bhakti, there is everything, Krishna katha. And the chanting of the holy name, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, performing service, worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, offering prayers to the Lord, ultimately become a friend of the Lord. That is a very higher advancement, a very higher level. You know, like Sakyam and Atmanivedanam, the last two, they are considered to be on the platform of Bhava or Raganuga. They are not sadhana. The first items, like Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, are for the beginners, and then the last two, making friends with the Lord, Sakya, and Atmanivedana, complete self-surrender, full surrender. So this process has to be followed. So Srila Prabhupada has been so kind that he gave this process. He gave us temple programs, he gave us his books, he gave us instructions, he gave us the wonderful society, and all these things are there. So yes, this disease of identifying with the body, the bodily conception, is called tanumani. Tanumani. The body is a bag of bones. And beauty is only skin deep. The substances of the body are bile, mucus, stool, hair, nails. Hair and nails are like stool. And therefore we have to cover the body with perfume and makeup. And we are embarrassed with this body. And the scientists, they say that the value of all the chemicals that the body consists of is no more than €6. And in biology, we learned that the body consists for 70% out of water. So it's just water and a couple of chemicals worth at €6. But the soul is very beautiful because Mamaivamsha Jivaloke, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And in our Swarupa, in our Siddhadeha, perfect liberated form, we have a beautiful form. And we are qualitatively one with Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha. Yes. And then we are in ananda, in bliss, an ocean of bliss. So therefore we have to become attached to Krishna. Krishna, Govinda. Govinda means he pleases all our senses. And then we develop the higher taste, paramdrishtva. And when we have that higher taste, then we are liberated from the lower taste. The love again returned, and the lust has been transformed into love again. That is what has to happen. And then we become very powerful with this higher taste. And that, how we do that? We have to engage 24 hours a day in Krishna's service. Because if the mind is not engaged, if we are inattentive, then the mind becomes the devil's workshop. It starts to... the mind is the dreamer, and the intelligence is the plan maker. And then they cooperate very nicely together, and they build a big, big trap for us. Many, many bad ideas are coming there, and we fall down into the pool of material existence. So therefore, vyavasayat mika budhir. We have to get fixed up intelligence and develop the higher taste. Srila Prabhupada said that the root cause of decreased enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness is not performing our devotional activities qualitatively. We lose the quality. The quality is not good enough. And also quantity. You know, then where there is Krishna, there cannot be Maya. Krishna Surya Sam Mayaya Andakar. There where there is Krishna, there is light. There is, and where Maya is ignorance. So where Krishna is, where there is the sunshine, there is no darkness. Where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. So, okay, almost done. So we have to overflow ourselves completely. Endeavor more, don't waste time, and then we can get rid of these material urges and habits and whatever. Also, we become purified by Krishna consciousness, purified and lose anartas, because anartas are like seeds, and sometimes they come up again from time to time. It's also not. It's not only outside of us the danger, but also within still. So purification. Krishna is pavitra, is the all pure, and whenever we associate with Krishna in any way, by worshipping the deity, watching every morning by the greeting, darshan, we see the new dressing outfit and all the decorations very wonderfully done, and we can develop a relationship with Krishna in the Archa Vigraha form. We can also chant japa very nicely. Also, when we sing our songs, quality means that we become more conscious of what we're doing. When we chant the Guru Ashtaka prayers, we really can learn the Sanskrit by heart, word for word. And then when we sing, we can really be conscious, Krishna consciousness, become conscious of what we are doing. Then emotions can develop. Then becomes bhakti, devotional service, Krishna consciousness. So then that is quality, chanting japa also. And endeavor a little more. Once I had a problem, and then once Guru told me, I don't say you're not trying, but you could try a little harder. That's it, that's the solution, okay. Put a little more effort, endeavoring with confidence. Endeavoring, that's what Rupa Goswami says in the Upadeshamrita. So that is a very important thing. It's like when you push a car up, you know, and in the beginning you need a lot of strength to push, you know. But once the car is rolling and it has some speed, then it's easy. So there is a momentum. And so when we are completely overflooded with service, quantitatively, qualitatively, more reading, better reading, more studying, increasing our knowledge about Krishna, preaching, giving mercy to others, anything, you know, whatever we do, better kirtan, better classes, more, you know, that is what has to be done. Enthusiasm, utsahan, that enthusiasm has to grow. Higher taste has to be developed, and then there is no problem with girls and boys problem. So that accounts for both the girls and the boys. Thank you very much for listening so attentively. Sorry, I went on a little too long. We can do one comment and one question. But it has to be a question where I have to give a very short answer for, otherwise it will be too long. Okay.
Yes, Valley.
Okay. Yeah, also Srila Prabhupada, he said that in the West, people are very much accustomed that male and female, they associate with each other. And that is already in our Western culture, that is already normal. So we got used to that. We learned how to deal with that. So, yes, there has to be a balance also. When a brahmachari, he is very unpolite and harsh towards all the women, that's also not proper. He should be also polite and friendly, and we should be very personal with each other. It's a fact. But at the same time, we have to understand that we have to be very careful. And that's it. Just be very careful. And if it is not really necessary to associate with the opposite sex, you know, only for some service, then it's allowed. But if it is not really necessary, then better avoid it as much as possible. And of course, also, it is said that the women in our movement are devotees. Prabhupada says, they are not women. You are not woman, you are not man, you are not Grihastha, you are not Vanaprastha, you are not. We are all spirit soul. So, and they are devotees, so they are also advanced spiritually. But still, the danger is always there. So we have to be careful, especially brahmacharis and sannyasis, and actually also the grihasthas. Everyone, actually. But we have to be practical and realistic. Srila Prabhupada even went so far that he put women on the altar to perform pujari work. They are allowed. In India, that is out of the question. Even nowadays, ISKCON, Balaram, Krishna Balaram Mandir, I think never ever women are on the altar, isn't it? I heard that. I don't know. Yeah? So, yeah, and Prabhupada said for the West and for India and for the West, there could be different standards. But still, we have to be very careful. And you know, the super soul warns you. So, don't cheat yourself. Okay, is that a little bit satisfying? Okay. I'm sorry, we have to stop. Okay, go ahead. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh. Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, I really have to stop. Sorry that I went on too long. Hare Krishna.